How do we reduce mass shootings? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jillian Peterson, assistant professor of criminal justice at Hamline University, looks into the data.
The Mass Shooter Database seeks to answer the how and why of mass shootings using data-driven research. With that knowledge, prevention might be possible. We have built a database of 160 public mass shootings with four more victims, beginning with the 1966 mass shooting at the University of Texas, Austin. Using public records, Hamline students have coded each incident for psychosocial variables such as family structure, education and employment history, past trauma, mental illness, social media profiles, and type of gun used. The emerging patterns could be useful in developing prevention strategies, especially K-12 school and university settings. For example, the data show that all of K-12 school shooters were male between the ages of 12 and 17. The majority were white, and nearly all, 91%, were students or former students at the targeted school. University shooters tended to be non-white, 50% were Asian, and 33% were mixed race. All but one was a current or former student at the university. Both university and K-12 shooters had risk factors for violence, such as childhood trauma. All university perpetrators and 77% of K-12 shooters had documented mental health concerns. 87% of K-12 mass shooters and all university shooters showed signs of a crisis before the shooting. A great majority of both groups were suicidal. These findings suggest that supportive strategies focused on the history of trauma, mental health concerns, and suicidality might be able to reduce the risk of mass shootings in educational settings. We still have much to learn. Currently, the team is creating a database of community-level risk factors and interviewing living mass shooters.
That was Jillian Peterson of Hamline University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.